Can die.
You rocking and rolling?
Yeah. Let's go, Alex, bro. Why are you sweating so much?
Bro, with the
fucking hot in here, bro.
How come it's always you that sweats this much, though?
Nah, it's me.
So was you and Alex and Chino sweating?
Me as well, man.
No. That's
part, sweating like a pig in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Sweating like Ludo in church.
I get nervous around niggas, man.
Shout out Ludo. He couldn't make it today, but shout out Ludo.
He's trying to make a ball career out of himself, man.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
At 28,
bro.
That's crazy.
You're like 45, bro.
Let it go, bro. It's over.
Yeah, you know what it is. This one's going to be a chaotic episode. You know, how many people's here today?
Hey, yo, there's bare man in the room, blood.
Six, seven. Yeah. I ain't even gonna make the joke because you know. But yeah, man. you know, we've got Atlas with us. Yeah. Say something to the camera,
Mr. Meat.
No one. I put this challenge up. Any London podcaster can't fuck with my vintage jersey collection when it comes to this ball team.
You see that one?
Which camera am I looking at?
This one.
Yeah?
That's strong.
We've got a special guest again, Chino.
Yo, you get me? At this point, I might as well be, you know, I get me? Hey, I made it down here for you lot. I love you. Get me?
We got Jamie and Kwaku from, what is it? We
Talk Football Podcast.
We Talk Football.
Yeah. The only black man from Switzerland.
Realistically, you man should have swapped.
Yeah.
This ain't worked out well.
You know, I always mess up your name.
Elias.
Everyone calls him Dreyes. Everyone calls him Lies. Everyone calls him Lies.
Elias.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Everyone always says Lies. And I'm like, what the hell? He literally says.
Bro, when I was a kid, right, substitute teachers are going down the list and they start pausing at my name. I just put my hand
up. East Sterling. Who? East Sterling Shire, blood.
Yeah, shoot you, bro. Pause.
I don't know, bro.
No, it's a non-league team.
It's non-league.
Bro, yeah, this man. Could be...
I do this every episode. I don't like these questions, man. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
No, today, today we're just going to be talking about that.
Just put it next to you, yeah.
You chimps. But, this guy's not even a guest anymore. It's just that... You're definitely the uncle that's overstayed his welcome.
In between jobs.
You know what I mean? I'm only staying for 2 weeks. I stay for 2 weeks. It's 2 years.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, my dude.
You don't want me here, just tell me. You don't.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, we're just going to be talking about World Cup, you know, as this probably going to be the biggest talked about thing. Where should we start? We should talk about, do you lot excited for it to be in winter?
Not really. Like, it's just not the vibes, is it? It's like in the summer, when it's World Cup in the summer, feels different, isn't it? I remember 2018 when it was bare hot outside.
Yeah.
Obviously, when it gets started, you're going to get into it, but it's not really, I'm not really feeling it right.
But I'm all for new shit. Like, ever since COVID, life's just been like you wake up legit and hear something on the news and you're thinking, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And now this is like, all right, cool, we've got a World Cup in the winter. I know what it is. I'm not going to be in the greatest mood, but it's going to be like...
But there's no real buzz, though. Like, you know, normally when it comes to like a World Cup, you see like a Nike advert. Like Adidas or something like that. But it ain't really done.
Because it's the middle of the season, bro. Players aren't available to film commercials, man. What do you mean, bro?
Even players like, now in those ads.
Oh, yeah, the season. Yeah, like,
you see that shit? Dino's looking different in that shit.
My thing is like, it's hard for me to get excited for this World Cup because it's like, I'm just not used to it. First of all, Liverpool are shit. Liverpool are shit.
Why did we just?
So it's like my whole attitude towards ball in general these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit so. But I always get up for an international tournament, innit? Because there's always I feel like once it starts. I mean, the first game, what is it like? Qatar versus like,
Ecuador?
Come on, dog.
Apparently that game's meant to be fixed.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. If you sit and watch that game from start to finish.
You love ball.
You need to be on your knees in Buckingham Palace getting knighted. I'm sorry, that's crazy. I'm not doing that to myself.
I can't lie to you. I'm waking up at 10 a.m. and I'm watching ball all day. I've told everyone around me. No point messaging me,
bro.
Because I'm just gonna be watching football.
What else is there to do? Work.
You niggas got jobs.
It's just different. It just don't feel the same during the winter, though, man.
Yeah,
it just don't feel the same during the winter.
It definitely doesn't feel the same, but it's I know.
Also, the man, them are going to be looking at wallets come January time because you got what in December, you got the World Cup, then you got Christmas, you got New Year. Mm. Like, by January time, people are going to be broke, bro.
Bruh.
It's going to be difficult.
And January's like 60 days.
Yo!
And especially in summer. Remember in summer, you're using your annual leave and that. So you're balling, you're still getting paid. You get me? You're whatever, you're chilling, you're mingling, and it's just. But now, a few games into the group stage, innit? Like, when I see the first Neymar clinic,
yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, I'm awake for it.
You know, if you want time off, that mental health leave is all over.
Hey, don't boss, to this guy,
I don't be feeling the same. My mind.
Silly, man.
The stress levels are. Yeah, you buzzword, you know. See you in January.
Dumb.
I wanted to ask you, like, opinions of, like, you see what's going on in Qatar. We just. Obvious of what's going on with, like, say, LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah.
No drinking alcohol. What else? And just the fact that it's in Qatar.
Yeah.
I've always said, like, as we said, like, going to someone's place and putting your own rules onto them, I think it's nuts. It's just a bit unfair. But and also, I just feel like. We shouldn't have put in Qatar in the first place.
No, that's the bottom line.
That's it. Like, it's on FIFA, isn't it? It's on.
Can I say something? Just because I feel, not to say I feel strongly about this, I don't really care about anything enough to feel strongly, but my thing is, like, two things can be true. Mm. We can as a community or whatever, look at what the attitudes that Qatar have towards the LGBTQ community, et cetera, and disagree with it. Mm. But at the same time, we can use our brains and say, if that's the way they choose to govern their country, then that's up to them.
Yeah.
Like, they're within their rights to govern their country that way.
Yeah.
Now, as fans, even the players aren't being forced to go. Mm. Like, if the players really didn't want to go, they could just say, I don't want to go, I don't support it, and they would stay home. Mm. Same way with the fans. No one's forcing the fans to go to the stadiums. If you think they treat that community wrong, or you disagree with the fact that they're not serving beer, stay home.
To be honest, a lot of people can actually afford the tickets to go.
Yeah.
You get me?
Anyway.
A lot of it is like, I was saying outside, a lot of it is like John from the countryside, like hating from his front room. Oh, they can't drink beer. Like, you're not going to be there.
I was never going.
You're not going to be there anyway. It's like the country has its own values, has the way it's run, right?
Like,
we can disagree with it, but at the same time say, okay, if that's how they want to do it, that's how they want
to
do it.
You knew this 12 years ago when you gave it to them.
Exactly.
But like, that's kind of relying on the moral compass of FIFA, like that.
Yeah.
We already know. Blame FIFA. Right. Don't blame Qatar.
It's the most.
Yeah. Don't blame Qatar.
Tournament ever.
I would say that. Do you not think like sport, as in, you know, in general, has a responsibility to kind of like talk about these wider issues? Like,
they can talk about it, but they can talk about it, of course. And if you want to have the conversation, then yeah, fair enough. But you can't then try to shame a country for how they govern themselves. Even if I want to say, I think the way Qatar go about governing their country is wrong, it's not my right to then go and try to enforce the way I feel about the world over there. You get me?
I was going to say, like, it's not, like, it sits a little bit uncomfortable with me when, like, the West talk about imposing their cultures and their beliefs on a certain type of part of the world are getting there or do it in their own time. We've got a certain type of way about doing things.
Mm.
And so, like, when you hear it, it just feels a little bit uncomfortable to me. But the issue is FIFA itself. Like, we shouldn't be pointing the fingers at a country that has got its own cultures, own beliefs, own systems. Look at FIFA. Why has it gone there? Because we talk about World Cup, it's about legacy, it's about if you've got the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Them man didn't have stadiums. It's like going to someone's yard and being fans, like they're offering you water and they ain't got cups. You know what I mean? It's not on Qatar, it's on FIFA. So anybody pointing the finger at
Let's not pretend though Qatar didn't spend a shit ton of money to bribe them in the first
100%. Yeah.
It's not on them.
but they bribed them because they knew that FIFA was susceptible to being bribed. Try and do that shit in the NBA. Adam Silver ain't having it because it's a strong organization. FIFA's corrupt. We've all watched documentaries. FIFA's fucked. So.
We said one of the guys came out and was like, "Hey, if you want to talk about history, let's talk about history."
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
But that's
it.
I mean, the funny, I can't believe I'm fucking quoting Piers Morgan, but he made a good point.
He did.
The nigga said, "Where can we have a World Cup?"
Yeah.
If we're gonna, because Britain's history isn't exactly rich. Don't get me started on the USA. Like, where can we have a World Cup then? Because the next one's in the USA. Are we gonna do this again for the USA? with all the abortion stuff, with all this, all the Iraq stuff, and are we gonna do? Get me? Yeah. Like, where can we have a World Cup then?
You know, it's such a weird thing because it's like people will talk about it as if today is the first day you ever knew that Qatar had.
Exactly.
I found out Qatar was a country about.
You knew 12 years ago when it got announced they were having the World Cup.
No, that's true. I remember being as a kid, and they said the World Cup's going to Qatar. I legit was like, who is that? who are these niggas? legit. going up to mum, I was like, what's Qatar? Like, what's going on,
bro?
But like, when we, like,
this guy's an actual monkey, actual chimp, bro. Like,
no, but you couldn't tell me you knew what Qatar was.
No, you didn't. Yeah,
I did.
You didn't.
Of course.
I forgot. No. I'm bad.
God damn.
In 2012, he was 23. I forgot.
What? Niggas pass geography, and I'm a bad guy. Come on, man. Of course I did.
All right, but let's go around. Chosen five for this World Cup squad. So a five-a-side team of current World Cup players.
Cool. Start with Moses. I'm going around this way.
Damn.
Go around this way, innit?
All right. In goal. Let me start with a striker, actually. Striker, Choupo-Moting.
Cool. Taking the piss.
Wait, say that again. Why?
Taking the piss.
Choupo-Moting.
Nah.
Choupo-Moting?
Yeah.
For who?
Cameroon. The team's losing.
Why? Wait, why? Why?
Being, have you not seen him, what he's doing for Bayern Munich? He got the call up.
You know what?
No, I saw when Lewandowski went. Yeah, apparently he stepped up in it, but
no, because Mane couldn't play up front, so they shifted him back to the wing. What Choupo-Moting? He's scoring bangers, bro.
Yeah, Bayern aren't even top now.
Chris Wood could go to Bayern and score goals.
I'm telling you, just watch Choupo-Moting, innit? That's my.
Do you know what? Okay. Sorry, for the funniest thing in my head, I don't know why, but him and what's that guy's name? Braithwaite. I feel like they're the same guy. Like,
Braithwaite going to Barcelona is the craziest thing ever.
Braithwaite, Choupo-Moting, and Alvaro Morata have the best agents I've ever heard of in world football ever.
Three hideous twins.
Bro. Yo!
And I'm going to go for Mbappe, because I love him. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Messi as well. I need him to win. Now I need a solid defender. I'll go Van Dijk. He's a bit hybrid. Do you know what I mean? And then what's the Mexican goalkeeper name again?
Ochoa.
Cinco.
Ochoa. Hey yo, that guy that shows up every tournament.
Yeah,
no one's ever seen him play a club game.
He doesn't exist.
He was there for 4 years. Pokemon.
It was a 2014 World Cup. Brazil versus Mexico.
Yeah.
That is the most entertaining 0-0 I've ever seen in my life. Ochoa went crazy.
He doesn't exist at club level.
He doesn't.
It's not real. It's not a real guy.
He just pops up every World Cup.
But I have no midfielders, by the way. You're attacking Van Dijk.
That's that Pep ball. One centre back, everyone else play 10.
My one. I was going to go for Ochoa as well, but what's his name?
Ochoa.
Ochoa Cinco is crazy.
Guillermo Ochoa.
Hey, that's mad racist. But my one, I'm going to throw Pickford in goal because...
Man said Pickford.
Your team lost already, bro.
What does that mean?
ELM.
That's the EDM.
I thought about it. For five aside, I ain't fucking with defenders. I don't care about defenders, man. Who's the one for Brighton? Is it Matoma?
Oh yeah,
Matoma.
Yeah.
Yo, he's good.
Yeah. He's
good.
He cooked Trent.
Good player. Good player.
Watching him, it's just like.
No, he played against Arsenal. I saw him do a shimmy. I said, that boy's good. Yeah. Yo, he got it. I go.
That boy nice.
Good player.
My one, Shaka.
Who?
Shaka.
Okay.
Shaka?
No confidence.
He is the perfect footballer because he turns up when he wants to.
I hear that.
And then I've got, is it Rafael Leo?
Leo.
Leo, you know.
I like Leo, man. Good player, man. I'm a big fan of Leo.
Like 6'4" on the wing, moving very, very techie. Like watching him, I've just got bare like dribblers. Oh, well, not Shaka, but
dribble. He's been bombing on.
This season. He's been playing forward. Striker, the one to look out for. I think he's gonna get Golden Boot, and it's Ronaldo.
They're getting bounced out in the group stage.
Wow.
Nah.
Hell.
Not that team.
God damn.
Yeah, but no, I'm kidding. They're not getting bounced
out. I think Ronaldo's top goal scorer.
Yeah.
They're not making it far enough. Oh, unless he stat pads in the group stage, they're not Hella making pens. It far enough.
He's going to be on pens. Yeah, yeah, he might even hit a free kick this year.
Yeah, okay, start it.
He hit a free kick last one against, remember, against Spain. That cold one.
Ronaldo. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
2018. Tactic, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think about the old days. They the old days.
4 years ago.
Alice, what's yours?
I think I remember it off heart. All right, Ingo, because I'm actually trying to win. Like, I actually want to win. Ingo, I got Neuer. You need a keeper you can play out from the back.
What about that guy?
And Neuer's. My centre back is Lisandro Martinez.
Fair enough.
Win the ball back, can move the ball, great with his feet.
He's like Mascherano,
isn't
it? When you yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously, even if you want it, the height thing, whatever, it's not a big deal. But it's five aside, so it's not going to matter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I got one midfielder. I got Bruno Guimarães. That's my guy.
Pronunciation was
good. Like, good player. Right, you got listen. Boy, okay. Hey, come on.
That was one Brazil kid.
Hey, listen.
No.
I listen. He's a good player, man. Like, I'm a big fan. He could have played for any of the top teams. He could have played for City, for us. He could have played for Arsenal. Like, yeah. He's that good. Like, if Arsenal signed him that January, he went to Newcastle. They probably would have finished top four.
Yeah. Is he the best player outside the top six?
Off top of my head, I mean, I'd have to think about
third,
that.
Third, though, so they are the
no, but
outside like the classic top six.
Wilson.
Off top of my head, yeah, probably.
I think he probably is, bro.
Mm. Who else are you putting?
He just asked the question because he's trying to push that Declan Rice agenda.
You
know
what I mean?
Oh, no. Declan Rice can't lace his boots. Declan Rice can't lace his boots.
That's serious. Nonsense.
Declan Rice can't lace his boots. Declan Rice. And then up front, I got Lewandowski and Neymar.
Fair enough.
To be fair,
yeah.
Not the same player though. They're not the same kind of player.
They're not, but it's just like you can still compare them as midfielders. You can just say who's better. It's like I can say Van Dijk's a better centre back than Vardy is a striker. Okay. You can say who's the better player in a vacuum.
Can I change my team?
Nope. That's a Chupo Mote.
Do you know what? I echo that Neuer thing, actually.
Yeah.
Play up, keep it on the floor, do you know what I'm saying? Keep it on the ground, yeah. I like Tomiyasu a lot, by the way. I like
Oh, what a baller.
No, I feel like he's a good footballer, really. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They clowned him.
He's just one of those guys who gets it. Like he can just
a good footballer. I clowned him. Play. I thought who when I you know what I'm saying I thought who when he came.
They said they didn't know if he was a centre back, right back, footballer, rugby player, whatever.
He can do a lot of things.
They were on Sky Sports saying they were giggling. saying yeah, like nobody wanted him, and then he had a hell of a season. So yeah.
And he's bigger than he looks as well. He's much bigger than he looks.
He's a big dude. He's like 6'2",
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's a big boy. Yeah.
Him, I'd like Saliba in there actually.
Defenders, damn.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
Jose Mourinho.
I can't lie to you.
In five aside, yeah, if you have like two solid defenders, one striker that can finish you.
I say that because Tomiyasu can like he can support going forward.
Nigga,
as
get
well.
Off his dick now, man.
Fair enough. My bad.
Going back there, you know.
My bad. I'd have Partey as my only midfielder.
Who?
Partey.
Who?
The whole Arsenal team, bro.
Who?
Bro, Partey, my only midfielder. Yeah.
You don't endorse that message.
Why?
Oh!
I'm not, you know.
Oh, God!
He gave you three chances, man.
God! Yo!
We're going to take one of them.
Oh, yo!
Number five.
Hey, sorry.
Number five reeks.
No, I'd like to, I'd like to remove that. I'd like to remove that. I'd like to remove
that. Nope. That's a keeping it.
No, wait. I'd like to remove that. Wait, I'd like to remove that. Let the record show. I'd take that off in it. Yeah, take that off. My bad. Yeah. Yeah, them two, yeah. Saliba and Tomiyasu, and then I'd have Messi going forward, the shore, and fuck's sake, what's this guy's name as well?
Who you play for?
Leao.
Oh,
actually. See, I want to put Messi in mine because I knew everyone would have him.
Yeah. Mm. You want to be different, huh?
But I had to put Neymar in.
Marish.
They're going to hate me because I'm beautiful, nigga.
That team's balanced, man.
Yeah, that seems hard.
I've gone like a different angle. I've gone for young players that I think are going to stand out in the tournament. Like,
don't say Declan Rice.
No, definitely not, man. So I'm starting with I'm going rush goalkeepers. I'm going no goalkeepers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, classic. Like,
they call me crazy.
Yeah, like the players are interchanging. Yeah. You know, like rush.
Guys, putting in hood rules. All right, cool.
you know what I mean, we've all played five a side. Yeah. You know, you're not actually a goalkeeper. No one's diving. You're using your feet and that. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I can put myself about. So I'm starting with Tchouaméni.
Okay.
I think, obviously, I think he's going to do a job. Like, how many games Pogba and Kante will play for France is you know, I'm not sure how many they're going to play.
He's not
playing
in the tournament, bro.
Both of them are legit.
They're not going, bro.
Not even in the squad.
Both
yeah. They're both cooked.
I never looked. You know what I mean? But he's played 12 times for Real Madrid this year. Like,
he's class.
He's doing well. He's in like the 90th percentile for so many different things. Like, he's performing at a high level. Secondly,
90th
percentile.
Yeah,
they don't do that over
here. I came prepared, right?
Stats guy.
Not really. Unless I'm really trying to back my point.
I feel you.
Next, I've gone with Saka. I think Saka's going to have a good tournament if Southgate backs him. Obviously, we've all seen him play for Arsenal already.
Glad you've said his name. I've been waiting to hear this guy. Hey, I'm telling you, look. Saka or Marcus Edwards? Give me Marcus Edwards.
Yeah, bro.
Bane of the universe.
I'm watching Saka very closely. I'm watching him very, very.
Wait, is he on fraud watch? Is that telling me? Yes, don't do that.
Get him.
No, wait. Everyone needs to relax a little bit.
I'm telling you. He's got 11 goal involvements.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He beats fraud watch.
What kind of fugazi fraud watch is this?
I'm watching them.
Oh, it's half a season. Relax.
We've seen Marcus Edwards like performing a few Champions League games.
We've seen Saka performing the Champions
League. Alex, yeah.
Hey yo, Alex, yeah. Alex. Quote one League of Nos game right now.
Who?
That Marcus Edwards has done well in. Quote right now.
You see when he played against Barão.
Who? Man said Barão. This guy's taking a fucking piss.
Hey, but that's just, you know, you lot know me. I have agendas, you can't prove me wrong. I'm here with facts, 11 goals and assists. I don't care. I watch football, I don't like it. I don't not like him. As soon as he puts on Arsenal top, I'm hating on him. Yeah. England top, that's big bro. You know what I mean? But there's certain Arsenal players I won't ever like. And he's like Mr. Arsenal right now.
He's like the one Arsenal player I do like. I find it impossible to not like Saka, man. I think he's...
good guy, man.
Got he's the nicest guy.
Emil Smith, I love him.
That nigga don't play.
That's why I love him, man. but go with your team.
Next player I got is Jonathan David. Plays for Canada. He's got nine goals in the league already. I think Canada are going to have a really good tournament.
Just saying it because he's here.
Davies is out, isn't it? Huh? Davies is out for the tournament.
Shit.
What can I say, man?
But they finished, Canada finished, top of CONCACAF, scored more goals than anyone, conceded less goals than anyone.
Hey, we nice, man.
He's got nine goals in the league.
Yeah, he's doing well for
him. He's in league, isn't
it? Yeah, he's playing for Lille. Plays for Lille. I think he's got 9 and 12, something like that.
He was shit last year too, so he came back.
He was good the year before. Yeah, he was hot. Yeah, he was bad last year.
Everyone was saying he's gonna move, flopped, and then this year he's hooping.
He's back again.
Yeah. Then in the heart of my midfield, I've got two very important players. I've got Jamal Musiala, who I think is going to have a really good tournament for Germany. We've all seen him for Bayern this year, 20-plus goal involvements. I keep bringing that out, but you know what I mean? He's playing well, man. He's a good player. I think it's England's loss that we haven't got him in there, because I think if he is, it's probably Bellingham.
I can't believe England let him go.
That's the type of player they're missing.
I'm waiting for not playing for England, though.
I can't believe Chelsea let another one go. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is. And then secondly, I think... he's the gem of Barcelona's midfield and probably the gem of Spain's midfield. I've gone with Pedri.
Yeah.
My guy's he's 22 years old, nearly 100 league.
I think he's 19. He's even 20. I think he's young, man.
I feel like your team is the most solid, even though you ain't got a goalkeeper, but I feel like...
You know what I mean? Rush keeper, man. It's five
my team. My team's putting his team in a
room. My team's
in a simulation.
He's just turned 19.
I said rush keeper. Lewandowski's shooting from the halfway line. He's talking about.
What's your take?
I was going to go Pickford and goal as well, but I'm going. I'm running with the Costa Rica agenda, so I'm going Keylor Navas.
I hear you.
Okay. Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
He ain't played at all this season for PSG, but when it comes to World Cups, he's on smoke. I think he's cold. In defense, I've got Vardiol, plays for obviously Leipzig.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, anybody linked to Chelsea, I'm a Chelsea fan. I fuck with, and he's been a good defender as well. He's versatile,
he's hard.
And he's cold. He's been a bit injured this season, but he's good. Jude Bellingham, I think everybody rates him here. He's cold.
Can't bring an agenda against him.
I got a lot of time for Jude, man. I got a lot of time for Jude.
Do you know, you saw 98 Owen at the World Cup. We saw Rooney at 2004. What those England players that just come and make a stamp at the tournament. I think if England are to go far, it's all in the back of Bellingham.
He's been cooking these last few games for England as well.
Yeah, man. He's been scoring goals this season as well. So
the only thing is that you say that, and I agree because I'm a huge Bellingham fan, but I don't know if Southgate plays the way he plays in midfield.
Bro, it's going to be ugly.
I don't know if he's going to give Rice in the midfield.
He's the same shit.
I don't know if he's going to allow Bellingham to express himself enough.
Yeah, no. So, I feel that. the thing is, he's going to be next to Declan Rice. Is proper pragmatic with Southgate. Yeah. We saw it with Phillips and Rice during the Euros. Yeah. I know he got to the final, but yeah. I don't necessarily think he...
He definitely misused Phillips.
Yeah.
Phillips was being misused.
I just look at Rice, right? Rice, for me, is he's at his best when he's box to box.
Yeah.
When he's dominating every single phase. And I look at Bellingham the same way.
Yeah.
You got no controllers in that England team. Bro. No one who can sit deep, dictate play from deep.
But I think it's one of them ones where, like, on this tournament, the players have almost got to block out the manager. Do you know what you're playing football in? Like, the manager's just chatting shit. And he's just like, do your own thing. That's what I think.
It's just like with England, it's like, if you look at talking about like a guy who can dictate a game from deep, like a Pirlo or an Alonso kind of player, it's like
Carrick for 10 years, they didn't use that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like just the way that it's the game is coached at grassroots in this country, we're not really ever going to get a player like that in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, they coach it out.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Out the players, isn't it?
They coach out the players from young. It's a shame, man. Yeah.
What other players you got?
I got Tchouaméni. I think he's...
Who?
Yeah. Tchouaméni.
I don't know who that is, man.
Tchouaméni.
Tchouaméni. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Sad,
right? What's his first name?
Aurelian,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay. Was that
Got it. Oh,
he's cold though. Like he's for like Real Madrid. I just think he's like the future Real Madrid midfield, especially if they manage to get Bellingham next season, will be cold.
You know what? I always feel like it will be too much.
Do you think?
See, where there's too much talent, where you need that meaty player. Just
You ain't used to that as a Spurs fan, right? You know about too much talent.
Meaty player.
Modric and Palacios.
Yeah, but no,
what's that?
Do you know what? He's not meaty, but they've got an all-action midfielder.
Who?
Valverde.
He's not even, okay. No, he's not like.
All action.
He's so good.
I never said, that's what I'm saying. He's not meaty, but he's all action. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he does everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it'd be fine.
He's a proper Salmon. I've
How the hell? How the hell, the football world allowed them to gather all of them.
It's what like they do, bro.
It's what they do.
No, because the swap out is going to be so seamless. Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. They managed to replace Casemiro, Modric, and Cruz while they were still there.
Yo!
Yeah. I think they're still staying competitive. Yeah. Still replacing the team.
Oh, that was crazy. Horrible to see. That was horrible to watch.
Perez, you're a genius, bro. That's crazy.
That was horrible to watch happen, man.
Hashtag Super League.
Hear him out, man.
And then, up top, I got Memphis Depay. He ain't played that much for Barcelona this season.
Because he's not very good.
Depay.
I'm but, fuck Depay. But Depay's one of those players, bro.
But for Netherlands, he's cold. Hard. He scored 40-odd goals in 80 games.
Only RVP scored more than them.
Exactly. And bro, the group they're in is so meaty. They've got Qatar, they've got Ecuador, and they've got, who's the other
Senegal.
Team? Senegal. Yeah. Like, he's going to bang in the group stage.
Van Dijk Legacy Tournament. Van Dijk Legacy Tournament. Van Dijk Legacy Tournament. Hey, man.
Reminds me of Klose, bro, because Klose, every single tournament would turn up on smoke. And then you go to like Werder Bremen and score goals, Bayern 6 goals, then he goes to the World Cup.
Bro, do not be surprised to see Depay pick up the goals.
Some guys are just tournament players, though, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. Depay is like that. Yeah. Let me get my team. I got Ederson in goal, just because it's five aside. This guy's the best of his feet.
Yeah.
And then I didn't play with a defender either. I went with Fede Valverde, because he's just all action. Yeah. This dude's going to cover every single blade of grass. I went with Messi and Neymar right in front of them. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong there. Yeah. And up front, I went with Fati from Spain.
Ansu
Fati for me is the player this tournament who's gonna like. People already know who he is, but he's gonna reintroduce himself.
Yeah.
Because the injuries.
He's been injured.
Killed him. People forget like this is the guy that Messi gave his number 10 jersey.
Yeah.
Injuries.
They don't give that to anyone.
Things, man. Like you know, I seen Loftus Cheek go down against Newcastle, and I was just like, I wanted to cry for him because I know he's on the ground thinking.
Again.
I could have been.
Bro, I remember when I was. Oh man, how old was I? I remember seeing a friendly between Chelsea and Man City. Loftus-Cheek might have been like 18. And obviously, Yaya Toure was getting the better of him.
Yeah.
But he's holding his own against Yaya Toure.
He's a grown-ass man.
And I'm like, he's 18, 6'2", 6'3", big, technically sound, both feet. And I'm seeing him go stroke for stroke with Yaya Toure.
And I'm like, you didn't have to say that.
He was lining that whole thing up for that bar.
Necessary.
He lined all of that shit up for that bar, bro.
He's gonna be lad.
Oh god.
Anyway, I'm seeing him go tit for tat. Okay. I'm seeing him go tit for tat with Yaya Toure, and I'm like, yo, fuck me, Chelsea got another one.
Yeah. But you know,
and then you fast forward, what? How old is he now? 26.
Yeah.
You fast forward six, eight years, and it's like it's a shame.
Last World Cup, he was like the X factor for England, bro. Southgate kept bringing him on, and we're like,
he should have been.
It's like one of them ones. I've ever been like, you see, like the younger brother, like say if I got in a fight with my older brother. And like my mum would be like, wait till he grows up and he's big and strong. Yeah. And he's like, and like me now, like he's dusted now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he never grew up.
Like he's still living off his past, but like I still think
it's a shame, man. Yeah. It's
you see
a
when
really,
it's like hamstring and calf injuries, yeah.
Those are the worst ones.
Yeah, the muscle injuries. Yeah. Injuries are the worst. Like well, that's what Danny Wilshere. With so much muscle injuries, isn't it? It's a shame. There's muscle injuries to catch up with you.
It was Achilles as well. I think like three seasons ago that I played some stupid mid season.
It was against no, it was end of the season against City. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not forget Diaby as well. Glass hamstrings.
Yeah. Diaby. Sometimes I wake up in cold sweats. Listen. Yep. That game at Anfield.
When he came back in it,
and the thing is, like I'm not. Listen, this is the thing we talk about this year. You see, like people post like comps of that, and it's like 10-year-olds who just started watching football and maybe they heard about it. No. We're people who like watch that game live as it was happening. A comp doesn't even do it justice. Nope. Like someone asked me the other day, what's the best performance you've seen at your, like at your stadium from another? That's the first one. Mm-hmm. Even if there has been better, I mean, Arshavin scored 4 goals in Anfield too. But even still, that Diaby performance sticks in my craw more than that Arshavin performance.
Taking the absolute
pitch. Like he took the mick. He took the
mid. I think he really found a Vieira replacement, like just like
He was supposed to be the Vieira replacement.
What I wanted to talk about as well, craziest moments in World Cup. I'm gonna start mine off because it's always the funniest thing ever. You see when the Nigeria players wanted Ghana, when they needed the money to play.
Yeah, Ghana.
Yeah.
Ghana, see when the Ghana players and
Quaker show you with Ghana. Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is? Yeah. In I think it was like the Daily Mirror, and it was like. They were showing money in the briefcase.
Yeah, yeah. They were taking the piss, though. They were taking the piss with that.
I was thinking, but it gets like that. Like, you go to the World Cup and you just be like, yo, we need the funds. Like,
Wait, did they get their bread in here? I think they did.
I think they did.
Run them the peas.
I think, obviously, Zidane headbutt Matt Turtsy.
Yeah.
That tournament, like, I've always been a Ribery fan, innit?
Yes.
I remember Ribery bored out of his fucking mind. At the 2006 World Cup. And I remember thinking...
Can I say something about him?
Go on.
I always wanted to like respect him, yeah?
Yeah.
But it just came down to the fact that guy was ugly.
Nah, allow it.
Honestly, he just wasn't...
He was coming. He just knew it was coming.
wasn't like... When I look at it, like, as a kid, like, I was scared of him. Like, he was just like...
Scarface, bro.
Like, get this nigga off my screen.
Did you ever look at his backstory?
Wasn't he in a car crash or
something? Go to hell.
I'm not talking about like face wise, like career wise.
Oh, what?
No, he wasn't like. He wasn't
talking
like,
about Lescott.
Like,
You're talking about Lescott?
No, bro. I'm talking about Ribery.
He's not talking about just his career.
Yeah, career.
His career was similar to Closer, innit? Like, he wasn't like all the other elite boys and whatever. Like,
He was at Galatasaray when he was like 22.
Like, he turned pro late and everything. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Alex, what were you going to say, though?
I was going to say, obviously, there's a diamond and everything, but that's the obvious one. I don't think it was a moment, but when Holland beat Spain 5-1,
brother,
that was like. Yeah. Because they lost to Chile 3-0 like a few days later. Yeah. That was when it was like, yo, Spain are done.
Yeah, that was it.
Their cycle's done. They had their 4 years. Wait, they're done.
The day I found out that Germany are a really bad country when they slapped Brazil 7-1. Have some respect. Have some respect. You see when it was
in their home,
bro, right
in
the
home country, it wasn't
up the Neymar kid.
You know that? Yeah, that is like that game is like even more so than the Spain Holland 5-1, which was crazy by the way, but. The Brazil Germany game was so crazy because it was so like they scored like 4 goals in like 9 minutes. Bro,
I thought they were showing a replay.
They just kept getting in behind. Bro. I'm like, why drop the line 10 yards? Like, why did they keep getting in behind? Like, I'm like, bro, what are we doing? I'm like, bro, they got in behind like 6 times because I'm pretty sure they had a chance and they missed the chance and then they got. I'm like, bro, just drop the line 10
That's
yards.
That's what happens. You got David Luiz and Marcelo in the same.
Yeah, but the thing is, that game killed me because I've been backing David Luiz. He's my guy.
Yeah.
And every time that Germany scored a goal, they just panned to David Luiz.
Yeah.
On the ground like that.
That was crazy. That was crazy because I thought they were going to score 10.
Yeah.
I legit thought they were going to score 10 because they scored
But it got to the point was that, yo, like, please stop this. Like, I don't want to see this on TV.
They even loved Oscar a goal, brother.
I think the shock factor for I think those are probably the two most shocking things I can recall from a World Cup.
Yeah.
The Spain thing was shocking because Spain was so dominant.
Yeah.
And what I would say about Spain is that Spain, like I say, we all watch football growing up. Spain were never good.
Yeah.
They had good players, but they were never
that's
good.
What we're talking about
they just literally cashed in their golden generation. They made the most out of their golden generation, innit? Probably more so than any other nation ever.
Like Spain have always had like a good striker the years that they won.
Yeah, they had Villa, they had Torres. Yeah. They just made the most of their golden generation. As soon as the generation was over, they fell off.
Bro.
But with Holland and with Brazil and Germany, sorry, it was like, okay, maybe you expected Brazil to lose even with Thiago Silva being suspended for the game. But for them to lose like that,
at yard
with R9 in the stands.
Yeah. That all due to the World Cup.
That game though, like their heart got ripped out because Neymar was injured.
They missed Silva more than Neymar.
Do you reckon?
They missed definitely. They conceded seven.
But Neymar was on smoke.
Yeah. But they conceded seven.
They were crying in the, what's it called, in the anthems. They were so over emotional.
Neymar got the knee in his back in it from Zuninga, innit? Yeah.
Thought this dude died or something.
There's no way that nigga ain't getting, check his bank statement. Check his bank statement.
There's another one. Russia.
Bro, with the little dots.
When they
bro.
Hey.
Scandal.
All eyes on them. They was like, yeah. Bro, 118 minutes. I seen a nigga run from right back to the final third like it was nothing. Yeah, like, bro, you paid 120 minutes.
Bro, Golovin was looking like caca, bro.
It got to the point, yeah, where I think for like the first few games, everyone was like, yeah, they're looking different. And like, you know, like conspiracy theories, you don't really pay any mind to it. Like, nah, like you see like the Liverpool asthma one.
Yeah.
You like don't pay any mind to it. But when I saw that, I said, yeah, like this country's finished.
There's something.
But for me, one of the most shocking things and what gave birth to goal line technology was Frank Lampard versus Germany.
Yeah.
The ball was about 5 yards in the goal. Yeah,
pivotal moment in the game as well.
I think, was England 1-0 up at that point?
No, 2-1 down. It would have been 2-2.
It would have been 2-2. It would have been tied the game. You know what would have happened, yeah? That was scandalous.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But no team that starts Matthew Upson in a game like that.
Fair enough.
But like, that England team was so mean.
No, they were getting cooked. Very, very, very cooked.
Mean. That was when England were in transition.
Yeah.
Like the golden generation started to get a bit older. Yeah. Joe Cole.
Capello was banning ketchup in the...
That's what I'm saying. That was when, what's his name? Was it Robert Green?
Yeah,
blunder.
Yeah.
Oh man! USA last time we played USA.
Well, 2010 World Cup fucking sucked, by the way.
Yeah.
Sucked. Horrible World Cup.
The celebration was so.
Now, that ball was ass though, bro.
Another.
The Jabulani.
No one could kick that shit.
Diego Forlán. He was in his garden. He paid anything for that ball still.
That was it. Uruguay. Yeah. The Luis Suarez
against
Ghana.
Yeah,
and then
you know what
goes to penalties. Asamoah Gyan hits the bar.
God damn. But the thing is, that penalty was so AFCON. I was like,
Why did you do that? That's a perfect way to describe it. So AFCON. You just knew what was happening. I was there with my dad. My dad don't really care about football too tough. Just holding on to him. You knew what was happening.
I know this isn't World Cup, but you see Yakubu's...
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
The thing is, he looked straight in the camera. Big mess.
No. Till today, I feel like he got paid something because it's impossible.
There's bare times I see shit and I'm like, bro, you got someone threw you a bag. Someone threw you a bag.
Do you know how close he was to the line? Come on, dog.
No way, bro.
You gotta try to miss that shit, bro.
Yo.
Do you know how I knew the golden generation were never gonna do it? Nish. It was 2006 World Cup when we're blaming Ronaldo for winking as the reason why we went out of the World Cup.
You
just kicked someone in the bollocks and we're blaming Ronaldo for winking. That's why I'm doing this.
Get him out.
And Ronaldo became the best player in the world off the back of that.
But then again, a more sound manager could have got a better tune out of that because I don't know how you don't just play a 4-3-3, put Michael Carrick at the base of the 4-3-3 and then Gerard Lampard's goals. Just choose two of them.
Back then,
I promise everything will be okay.
All the players say.
You're going out of your mind.
All the players say.
They were behind.
Either way.
4-4-2. Like we pulled up to that. Oh, I say we. They pulled up to that. England pulled up to that World Cup. Playing, what's it called? 4-4-2, but like Michael Owen and Rooney.
And Gerrard on the wing.
And like Gerrard, like Paul Scholes on the left, like Paul Scholes on the right or whatever. Joe Cole is like, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing, bro?
That
like,
team was ridiculous.
Play Rooney up front on his own.
Yeah.
Put Joe Cole on the left. Put Beckham on the right. Yeah. Get me? And then just, like I said, Carrick 6 and then choose two of the three.
No, cooked up with England. Hargreaves. He was their best player.
Yeah.
In them times as well, like I couldn't tell you what our patterns of play were, like what our tactics were. It was more like we relied on individual like moments from players. So whether it was like whether it's Peter Crouch like against Trinidad and Tobago, like yanking on someone's hair and like knocking in a David Beckham cross, or it's like a Joe Cole volley against Trinidad from miles out. It was like individual moments, you know.
Peter Crouch, you got Brazil with R9, you got France with Henri and Vieira. I just think England's golden generation was overrated as hell. I can't. There was like six teams better than England.
Okay, let's go through the team though. Let's go through the team.
But the thing is, England's best players were really that good. But
bro, you're talking about Peter Crouch coming off the bench, bro. These guys got Adriano coming off the bench.
Yeah, but they were talking about Miroslav Klose, who's the all-time top, like Peter Crouch.
But Germany didn't do any, when he was at his best, they weren't doing shit, bro. It was Ballack carrying 10 bombs, bro.
Yeah. I can't lie, it was that's why I love Ballack. It's like, obviously I was young, innit? But even being that young and watching Germany play, like what I saw Ballack doing, obviously getting older and like revisiting it, what I saw Ballack doing at 2002 World Cup and then not getting to play in the final. Yeah, yeah. They changed the rule because of Ballack missing the 2002 final.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, there aren't a lot of midfielders I can imagine doing what Ballack did that year.
Yeah, slept on.
Do you know what I mean?
Kill Germany in that final.
You lot, I wanted to ask, what is the best World Cup song? And there should
World
be only...
World Cup.
By the way, that Speed World Cup.
It's hard, bro.
World Cup.
It clears that little baby shit that you did with Budweiser, bro.
The best World Cup song. It's Waving Flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
It has to be, man.
It's Waving Flag.
It's got to be.
The thing is, like, it's nice, but that Waka Waka...
No. But what's her name? Shakira?
Yeah.
She was saying that, she was in the bathroom and the song came to her head.
Nah, she robbed that shit.
Someone pulled up the sample real quick. Yeah. Like,
no, you didn't.
Hey, but when you're beautiful, you can get away with that. Beautiful hips. Nigga, tell me any
lies. Shakira can lie to me what she wants. I don't know what kind of time these niggas on.
Be honorable.
Yeah? Shakira can lie to me what she wants.
Literally, she could any time, any day of the week.
Coons.
Now, if we pull up your rap sheet.
Yo.
The tone of this podcast will change for the worse. So let's keep get me.
Yo.
Let's have some decorum. Let's keep this cordial, innit? My nigga.
That's bro. Crazy.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Oh goddamn!
No, it's waving flag for me still. Yeah.
Waving flag.
Gotta be, bro.
Do you know what the best? It's not even a World Cup song yet. I feel like I want everyone to sing it.
What?
No.
Sweet Caroline is the best thing.
It's washed.
No, but when it comes on, do you not?
No, yeah, not really.
I sing it.
Not really.
Would you? I say.
I'm singing it in my head right now.
I'm gonna play it.
Let me get down for copyright.
Yeah. Oh, yo, hey, wait.
You can start from the beginning. Who sings it?
Neil Diamond. This song is probably the best song in the pub. It's like.
I don't know.
Touching me. Touching you. Sweet Caroline. Bow, bow, bow. Good times.
I mean, we're going to get done for this.
Bro, yeah, cut that off, bud.
Bow. Like we
that, that song, like being in the pub, yeah. Makes me feel so English, man. Yeah.
Reminds me of the Euros. It reminds me of the Euros, the last Euros.
Yeah. It just makes you want to just like, I don't know. That's why I can't wait. I have to go to Winter Wonderland and watch a game.
Oh, shit.
I ain't bringing the babes though. You not bringing the babes though?
Nah, let's go together.
Huh?
Let's go, Osman.
I'm deep to going with a girl to Winter Wonderland is a scam.
It's a drug.
It's a massive scam, bro. You're spending too much money.
You see my man with his girl, he's got a big bear. You got the little one. Your girl just looking at you like, now you spent £100 on some stupid
at the basketball game.
It's like, you're getting your inner Kobe.
You're going to shoot jump shots, fucking hell.
You're spending £15, got the ride, pulled off a truck.
I've never been.
Nigga,
stop lying, man. No, I'm my mum's. I've never been.
If you're missing,
nigga, lying.
I've never been. I don't believe you. Bro, on everything, I've never been.
I've never been.
Really?
I've never been.
I've definitely not been.
I've
been.
Really? I've only been once.
It's only my third day out here.
I've only been once.
No, I've only been twice with a girl. But I've been like four or five times with my guys. Like, it's just a vibe. It's just
drinking mulled wine.
Oh yeah, but then because my old football team used to go fancy dress there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Bro, it's actually the funniest thing because you all just waved and I was in a pimp suit. Everyone was like, what the fuck you doing? But you see when you're like, you're in fancy dress and you're by yourself, like, yeah, even like with Halloween, like you bump into some, a few people not in fancy dress, they're looking at you.
You're just there with fangs out.
Yeah. you can't get caught outside in a fancy dress.
Yeah, but
to the house party.
So you
gotta get a cab or something.
Yeah, yeah, you can't get outside on tube.
But even so, when I went out with my football team, yeah, like predominantly like white guys, yeah, we was on the train and then all I just saw niggas just backing out cocaine on the train. This is meant to be.
Want some, mate?
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, like work drinks. Yeah, like you have a couple. I never forget. I was at my company for only for a month, so I didn't really know anyone. And then my manager comes over to me. He's like, let's go toilets. What's he on? And he was like, nah, just come. And he backs it out. And I'm like, whoa. Whoa there, bro.
Hold on, I'm going to play.
I didn't know this was that kind of party.
But with my workplace, yeah, like we used to get like randomly drug tests. And this is the day I found out it was all fugazi. There's like everyone like not drinking alcohol, nothing, yeah. And I was like, oh, we get drug tested, like randomly. He's like, I can decline that shit anytime I want. And I was like, all right, cool, but I'm out of it. The only ones that I just thought it was a legit test as well. I was like,
you ever been in a room and they just pull out coke out of nowhere? That ever happened to you?
I'm kind of desensitized to it now.
That shit happened. I was kind of shocked, bro. I was mad shocked.
I was like, whoa, like we putting on powder or something?
I don't know, bro. The first time you see it, yeah, you thinking, damn, like you're in the movies. Like it's like spraying across the.
I'm coming on from work here in a cab with my supervisor and his girlfriend. Just late night, so I was just getting dropped home, innit. I'm talking to them, yeah. I'm in the front seat, they're in the back, I'm talking to them. I turn around, guy's got the thing lined up, and he just stops and looks at me, and he goes, oh. And I'm like,
You see when guys like have the little spoon as a key ring?
You know what time it is, man?
I remember one of my brethren told me a story. They were sniffing Charlie one night, and they were doing it for a £20 note. Someone stole the £20 note.
I hear it.
That's like stealing a lighter. Should have never given me this.
Should have never given it to me.
The thing about me as well, yeah, I'm a serial
thief
of lighters. I don't smoke. I just like.
No, that makes you a horrible person.
I just like ruining someone's day.
That makes you a horrible person.
It is the Grinch, bro. Though.
Why would you? You're sober. Why'd you take it?
Yeah.
But. Back to World Cup. Who's your lot's underdogs?
Underdogs? So what do you mean? Like someone, so underdog, like a dark horse?
Dark horses.
Serbia, my underdogs. They looking fire, bro. Not every team plays, like 4-4-2 is dead. Two strikers up for us. Mitro Vlahovic.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm awake.
That's
a problem.
I can't lie, bro. Broski, that's a lot of girth and talent.
Yo.
That's a lot of girth and talent. That's bro.
Yo. Tadic right in behind.
Yeah, Tadic in behind. Kostic.
Do you know what?
But look at it, Savage, you Serbian, no?
Yeah, man.
I would admit, yeah, I didn't really look at their team until you just said it. And now I'm awake a little
bit. Definitely concerns me a little bit.
That's a lot of girth and talent.
They're top heavy.
Yo, Mitrovic holding niggas down. Yo.
Mitrovic be dunking on anyone. The ball's in the air. He's nowhere to be seen. Last few seconds.
Out of shot. He comes out of shot. You know when Arsenal fans would be like, oh yeah, Ozil passed it to him and he wasn't even in the camera shot.
Yeah.
That's like Mitrovic. The ball comes in. You don't even, all of a sudden he's just standing above you.
Mama, there goes them.
Yeah. But the thing is, I feel bad for Trent. Because, okay, he can't defend.
Yeah.
But in that situation, what's he supposed to do?
Mitrovic, that's a big you.
What right back or left back in the league can jump on Mitrovic? No,
but why is it always Trent? Why is it always Trent?
Why always me?
I feel like the only like fullback who is like Dan Byrne.
Yeah.
He ain't even a fullback.
Remember that Giannis dunk against the Knicks a few years back? We just jumped over that. Who was that he jumped over? But literally, like, there was no contact between
them. The thing is, like, sometimes it's like Vince Carter. Sometimes it's like, bro, what can you do?
Yeah.
Like, what's Trent supposed to do with Mitrovic? And you're forgetting Mitrovic come from behind as well.
Yeah.
But no, but that's no.
I've always said, like, defending corners, yeah, is the hardest thing in the world. Like, one, the concentration. I've got concentration like Pogba.
That's Joe. You know, it's defending corners. Actually, if everyone does their job, when I used to play, Sunday league, innit? And I would, we would always be. We do like a kind of hybrid man zone thing. So everyone kind of get where you need to be. Atlas, take the biggest guy, right? And all you have to, and I would always say, everyone just take, if everyone just picks up one man, everyone will be covered, no?
Doesn't work.
Lo and behold, it's always that one guy,
If someone says a joke, I'm going to laugh and get distracted. Who was it who got distracted?
Aubameyang.
It was Tyrone Mings,
The
funniest thing is right after the goal gets scored and everyone starts looking at him. And he's just
The thing is like, I used to do all kinds of shit. Like, I used to grab shorts, I used to grab meat, I used to like step on toes.
Hold on.
No,
but you have to though.
It got crazy in Sunday League.
No, there's a lot of shit, man. Bell taps and all, man.
The day I found out, when someone tried fingering my arsehole, and then
check your oil.
Yeah, and then I boned out, okay, and got sent off.
And then, I'm trying to get you in trouble.
I'm trying to tell my manager, yo, he fingered me, and then he's like, that's just a part of the game. I'm just like, oh fuck,
yo, that's Brits are different.
It got crazy.
Cut like oil check, crazy, bro.
Nah, yeah. Sunday league, corners, it's the trenches in there, bro. There's a lot of shit going on in that.
They're so easy to defend. No, I'm gonna get mad. They're so easy to defend. All you have to do is stay in front of the man. That's all you have to do.
Bro,
if you literally, I used to say all the time, everyone pick one man. That's it. That's all you have to do. If everyone just is responsible for one guy, no one's going to.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, yeah?
Oh,
you
man.
See when,
I'm
like,
getting mad
you lose
again.
A man, and they say, whose man was that?
You're looking around.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it will be my man, but I won't even be in the box. I'll be at the halfway line with a ball. Like, come on, lad, let's go. Let's go, boy.
Reset.
Bro.
Oh, I never forget, I was getting bollocked in the change rooms, Alex, that's your fucking man. It's every time. I had to pull up with a lie. Yo, I thought it was Zonal. My man was like, we have never worked on Zonal. I lied.
Zonal don't work.
I was going to say, is Zonal like Sunday League? I just don't think it's real. It's fugazi. No one's really doing that.
It don't even work. I remember Benitez used to play Zonal, man, at Liverpool. That shit don't work, man.
We've all had that Sunday League manager where he tried to get way too technical.
But we train once a week, brother.
What are you working on?
He's making up positions like introverted winger, huh?
Introverted winger.
Guy talking about Zonal. Defensive awareness from guys like him. Can you imagine?
Anyways, that's what we were speaking about.
Germany. I'm taking that.
Germany's a dark horse, I think. You should watch out for.
Germany being a dark horse is crazy. They fell off, man.
I think World Cup's their dark horse.
They'll flop, you think?
I think they're flop. Yeah.
I think they're top in their group. See, my team is Costa Rica. Like, my dark horse.
They actually suck, bro.
But they've got like a new manager. They've got some new players coming through.
New manager, hype, bro. This guy Joel Campbell up front, bro.
Joel
Campbell cooked Jamaica like last year.
Yeah, y'all hard, don't it?
Y'all suck.
Am I right, bro?
Yeah.
What you know about Jamaica?
Do you remember Costa Rica 2014 though?
That's 8 years ago, bro.
Yeah, but bro.
The man there had Brian Ruiz and him, man.
Obama administration.
It's called heritage. It's football heritage, bro.
Heritage.
The thing about the old days, the old days.
Japan are about to cook them in that group, bro.
Yeah.
Costa Rica won't win a game.
No, 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 no. I think Spain actually go out in the group stages. For real.
Yeah, for real.
Was that one team that flops? That one big team?
I seen their team, and I was like, it just didn't move me. Like, you know when you see a team, you're thinking,
no Thiago.
But it was just like,
he wasn't going to play anyways, bro. Don't sneak Thiago in there.
Whatever, the nigga's a crock. Let him rest up, man.
Niggas have been trying to sneak him into these conversations for years. Like, he's great. He's a great player. But it's just...
A baller, man.
He's a great player.
No, but he's what?
He's just in between. Like, don't put him in the great, the big ballers. But then he's just like, I don't know. Like, when you mention him, it's just like, oh, you're sounding silly. But then he plays nice.
People don't mind what he's done, bro.
Yeah, but he plays nice.
He's good. Bro.
Nah, Spain, they ain't got good names, but they play so well, bro. Enrique is a good coach.
Yeah, I'm just not too sure about it.
I'm not moved. No, not enough PMP, no runners on the wing.
Nah.
Semi-finals in Euros, they went to the Nations League final.
Nations League hype.
That's some good coaching right there.
Nations League hype.
No one thinks Qatar, I mean, Qatar, Saudi Arabia.
No.
The money teams.
Saudi Arabia got to semis or something, or because it caught in 94.
Saudi Arabia cancelled that.
94. Went too far back.
I'm
bro.
Saying, bro.
That's my heritage.
I just thought.
Random fact of the day.
How the hell did they get there, bro?
I hear it.
So Canada are in a group with what? Belgium, Morocco, and Croatia, and I think they're going to come out of the group.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, because Belgium are shit.
Belgium are my team. Wait, gonna fly.
Canada, in hell. They're not scoring.
When I saw
Canada.
Wait.
But you're hyping Costa Rica.
Wait, you are skunked, bro.
You're crazy.
The maddest thing about Canada, obviously, this is like their second ever World Cup, right? The first one they went to, it was hosted by Mexico. So Mexico didn't have to qualify. So they actually got in there, like, in a position where if they were one lower, they wouldn't have gone. They only got in because Mexico were hosting. This is like the first time they've actually qualified.
You got squad, man.
It was like 86, I think, the last one. Yeah. Like, as I said, they like topped CONCACAF. You said Alphonso Davies is out. Alphonso Davies is playing. Like,
he said that. Oh, is he playing?
Yeah. He said it's a risk. They haven't decided yet.
No, he's been confirmed, man. He's out there. Like, Bayern Munich, give him the thumbs up.
I swear the Canada coach said that we're not going to risk. If he can't play one game, he won't play any.
I thought it was like 14 hours ago. I read like a thing yesterday, but all right, cool, whatever. But like, my point is, I just think they're going to do all right, man. I don't think Croatia's going to do well. I think Morocco can fall off.
Yeah. Belgium, yeah. When I seen that list of players and I saw Vertonghen, yeah, I said,
and Alderweireld.
I said,
you see that golden generation? They're squeezing every little.
Wait, you ever do that again? Wait, you.
What was that?
You why?
I just want to see you do it.
Have you not ever seen a bald, dreaded man? Yeah, Rastafari man. His hairline is gone, but he's got one dread left. Yeah, that's Belgium. Yeah. That is Belgium. Belgium, they're holding on to their golden generation, but they just never did it.
Yeah, bro.
And you not seen the state of Hazard?
Hazard is dusted. Trust us, we start another Hazard.
You know, it's so sad to see
Lukaku too. Lukaku's cooked, bro.
Yeah. I rated Hazard's comments though. Did you see what he said? Like, when, when people were questioning why he was in the comments, he was like, yeah, I haven't been good the last 2 years, but has anyone seen me for the last 10? I rated that energy.
Yeah.
You know
fair enough.
Mean?
Yeah, but fair enough.
Nigga, what?
I don't read that shit, bro.
Hey, he backs himself. I rate that.
Update your resume, though. Like, nah, I'm not hearing that. Must have the last 10. Why does what he did in 2017 have any bearing on?
You read Dele Alli's name in the same breath.
Nah, I won't. Obviously, I'm joking, but Hazard is cooked, bro.
He's done.
As a fan, he's cooked.
But what happened? I didn't even fall off of that.
He got fat, man.
No, but why?
Did you not see Yaya Toure talking about him?
Yeah, he went on for too long, by the way.
Yaya is the funniest nigga in the world. He's my favorite Premier League baller, bro. He is the best. He's just sitting there talking to Declan Rice. I'm like, Rice ain't really understanding what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not getting it.
Yaya's got unbelievable.
Wait, have you not seen that there's a clip of him trying to explain something?
Jamie Redknapp.
Yeah, this guy, he's speaking for a minute. He says 100 words. Not one of the words makes sense. He says,
is that when he's trying to talk? He's talking about
company's
head.
Company, yeah.
Or maybe we did.
He's trying to reach a word count, bro.
Yo.
Essay.
I saw that video with Rice. Rice was there looking like this. I know he did. He did a lot of things.
My teacher had in my pocket.
Shout out Declan Rice.
Oh man,
that is fucking funny.
Good player, England team.
Good player. What'd you say? I think England are fucking cooked.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again. What'd you say?
The England team. Oh.
England are cooked. They are cooked bacon.
Yeah.
England are fucking toast.
I don't think Cody should be in there.
No.
Cody, now you're taking a piss. Because I get it.
But Abby Heron is the glue guy. That's what I'm hearing. He's the glue guy. Yeah. I'm saying? The locker room guy.
Interviewing Carl.
The locker room guy.
Hey, yo, look, is it Draymond Green in there?
He's the Udonis Haslam.
Draymond
Green. Draymond, please, bro.
Yo, he's just there to tie everyone together, man.
Has anyone seen Carl? Guy. Play for England, bro.
Wait, so you're telling me if it was that, you couldn't have just taken him as like a mascot?
Alice, I
didn't want to take him in the first place. How's Tomori not in the squad?
Alice, have you ever seen Connor Cody play for England?
Never.
This dude is in the squad every time, he never plays.
Yeah, but
no. He's a cheerleader.
I'd rather take Tomori, but I don't think Tomori or Cody go near the starting lineup. No. You're talking about what they bring to the dressing room.
I don't think Tomori should be touching the starting
lineup. Mate, I'd like to see him there. So we're talking about Gareth Southgate, England side.
Who would you start as the centre back?
I mean, I would love to see like a Tomori with either like a Stones or like a Maguire type centre back. That's what I would go with. But Southgate's gonna go with a Stones and Maguire. Like that's probably.
Yeah. I think you're gonna have to start with a four at the back. You know.
Yeah, like it could be. That's what I'm hearing. He's gonna do. I mean,
Kyle Walker's he's not.
Yeah, he's crocked.
Yeah. Like, to say obviously, yeah, like my heart says Maguire should not be in that squad, but my mind is like,
but he plays well for England.
Yeah, man, he has to. It's, I mean, people are quick to forget he got team of the tournament in the Euros. I mean, he was like one of our most important defenders. He came in late as well. Like Tyra Mings started that tournament.
But the thing is, watching him now recently, even for England, everyone says he plays good for England. Yeah. Recently for England,
I went to the Germany
looks
game.
Like he doesn't know where to be, and it's the fact you could say, the media's on him. So what? Pogba's had the media on him for years. Now it's an England player. Everyone's like, wow, the media's are really bad.
No, a white England player, because they were onto Sterling and no one said anything.
Yeah, but Sterling for getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? My man had the best season of his career in 2018. We know why the narrative is different. But with Maguire is not even starting for Manchester United. Nah. And then you started for England. I think that's crazy.
Maguire, yeah, but we're not blessed with
Ayanapa. Like, Nick, what are you doing in Mykonos?
You don't think someone like Ben White works in there at all?
Well, Ben White ain't even playing centre back for Arsenal, bro.
Ben White right back has been so nice. Ben White back three, right centre back.
Yeah.
Right in the back.
What'd you say?
Ben White back three, right centre back where Walker usually plays. That's a problem right there.
But now,
That could work.
But that'd be dangerous.
We're talking about playing back five with the English score you've got.
Yeah, but we're also talking about Southgate, innit?
Like, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We can come up with whatever ideals we want, like like an ideal England team. However, we know Southgate's manager, we're going to have three centre-backs.
Yeah.
Realistically, if they were to go over back four, their two best centre-backs are John Stones and Ben White.
Essentially speaking.
Yes.
Out of the squad that they have.
Yeah, the two best. Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah.
Can we talk about Callum Wilson, please? Though,
if we're talking about players that are actually playing for their clubs and actually playing centre-back, the most informed player in the entire squad right now is Connor Cody. Like, look at who's in there.
No, but Tarkowski's better than him.
Yeah, whatever, but Tarkowski ain't in the squad.
Yeah. He should be in the squad ahead of him. I'm not pick someone from Everton.
Right, fine, bro.
I don't think that's what I feel as well.
Ben White's probably the most.
Ben White's playing right back. Right?
Yeah, playing right back. Yeah, look at everyone else who's actually in.
Maguire's not playing.
Eric Dyer's getting a lot of smoke right now.
Eric Dyer, bro. Like, he's been started well this season, but he's made a few mistakes.
Yeah, he's just not very good.
You know what I mean?
I was gonna say he's mid, bro.
No, he's not, bro. Like, Everton, the last like 3 weeks have not been very, very good, man.
Their defensive record is good. I'll give it to. I think they have like the fourth best in the league.
It was good.
I think still they still have the fourth best defensive record.
I'm not having that.
But they also play at like their goal line, bro.
Who's in better form right now than Connor Cody as a centre back for England, bro? That's what I'm saying.
I think John Stones.
He's got I think Stones probably the only one you could argue. But then even if you do say Stones, Connor Cody still starts because there's two centre backs.
Mm.
So he does have a point regardless.
Ben White's playing right back.
Yeah, Ben White's playing right back. Maguire's not playing. Yeah. Eric Dyer's not very good.
Like I said, I think he's a massive.
So he probably is Connor Cody, but it doesn't sit right with me.
Statement don't sit right with me, because like, at the end of the day, realistically, the most informed centre back for England right now is Tomori. He's playing the most football. He's playing the highest level football.
Yeah.
Week in, week out. He's a
playing in the Champions League. Won the league last season.
We've seen him in the Champions League. He didn't do well against Chelsea.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's been very good. Like, he got shown up by Mason Mount, sent off in that game, cost his team. Like, you know, everyone's like, you know, back in Tomori. I like Tomori, don't get me wrong. But like, he has fucked up on the higher stage as well.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
You know?
Peak. Do you know what? Yeah, that was peak because it was like, I know Gareth Southgate, anytime he has a good game, he ain't watching.
Yeah.
Bad game, he's there.
I'm here.
You know them haters?
Yeah. Bro, he
niggas come out of not anywhere to hate.
Yeah, that's Southgate.
How long we got?
Now he's got 10. But I was saying about Callum Wilson, when I saw his name, I said, you lot are taking the piss now.
Bruv.
So you lot are messing with me now.
Bro. Like,
my boy Ivan Tony, man.
Even if you want to say the betting thing. Okay, Tony was pissed anyway, though.
The FA came out and said that him not getting selected has nothing to do with betting.
Then that's a joke, bro.
They had to say that. That guy, he might be cooked because this
232?
232 game.
Bro.
I know for a fact Ivan Tony's playing penny up the wall.
He was betting on Bangladesh under 15 against Brazil, bro.
I just want to know, when the FA found out, I had a hint of like when he was like gambling. It was after the 50th game when they were just like waiting for him to go to 232.
We keep tracks on this guy.
Surveillance. But he was definitely that guy, you know, wasn't it Michael Jordan who was gambling on who would get their luggages first?
Yeah.
You know what, you
everything.
How long was Trippier banned for when he got caught?
Ten weeks.
10 weeks.
And that was like, what, four offenses, right? Something like.
Yeah.
Didn't he tell his friends to bet on him going to Atletico?
They said, if you multiply it, you might as well send that guy to jail.
Did you see Ivan Tony?
Well, jail time.
People were pulling up clips for Ivan Tony though, bro, of like some of the incidents that he got red carded for. Bro, this guy's like slapping the ball's coming to his head. He's like, nah. Ivan Toney to get a red card before 15 minutes.
But no, I do. But like, I've always wanted to know.
Plus, it's crazy. Dude. Huh? God damn.
That's a serial offender.
Bro, they're probably adding time to just playing roulette, bro. Like,
playing cards, bro.
Yo, like.
But I do think, yeah, like, someone is definitely snitching.
Oh, for sure.
Mm. Like, someone.
Sure. It was Wilson.
But I do think it's one of them ones, yeah, like, I think. Most footballers gamble.
Yeah.
That whether they gamble on their friend's account, like, yo, put £10 on this for me. Because, you know what I mean? Like, watching football and putting a little cheeky bet, and knowing him, it's probably like a £1 acca with 50 teams. We've all tried to hit the
jackpot. No, I remember those days.
No matter how much money you make in
14 million returns.
Yo!
Bro, but that's how I knew. No, he's cold, though, because that story is coming out. Obviously, he knows it's coming out. He puts on a clinic against Man City. I was like, this guy is the coldest baller in the world. Yeah. Like, I'll back him to that. He went like that. I love it.
I hope he beats the charge, but I need my Man United. Yeah, bro.
He ain't beating no charge. They're throwing the book at him.
They're throwing everything at this guy, bro.
Free my guy, bro.
Bro, they're throwing the book at him.
Hey, quick.
100%. 100%.
Hey, quickly.
232. Come on, bro.
He can fight it, bro. That dude.
If this was a criminal case, it's going straight to the
fence. He needs Harvey Specter, bro. He needs Harvey Specter on the case, bro.
Hey, yo, quickly, let's talk about like betting quickly, please. Yeah,
you want to talk about your gambling days?
Nah, wait a little bit, because I've seen some wild actors, you know. I've seen guys slap on like the Moldovan league and that, yo, it's shit like that, bro.
That's a problem.
The thing is, betting will have you in a crazy matrix because you'll be watching football. And you're like, what am I watching?
J2 like, in Japan,
like,
bro.
Yeah, like Japan under 18s and that.
Oh yeah,
that's where the tacticals get their knowledge. But it starts from there.
All right, to wrap this up, I've got a silly question for you lot. Yeah, all right, two.
And let's shut this up because I need to go.
Would you rather, watch your team, your nation, win the World Cup live at the stadium, or watch your third son being born?
Wait, what? My third son being born?
Third. Yeah. Already seen the first two.
I'm watching my son being born. Like, I love football, but football's not.
I ain't dying for this shit.
Yeah, man.
I'm not going anywhere, man.
I'm watching Ghana win the World
Cup. Three kids, you already had two.
After the second.
They don't come out a different way, bro.
I can't.
Algeria, we here. I can't lie. We coming.
I'm on FaceTime to her. Look at this.
Yeah. If you said.
Get the ugly nigga out of my screen.
I don't think so. I mean, if Congo won the World Cup, it'd be fire, I guess, but.
Yeah, nah.
You just put yourself in that moment. You're in the World Cup.
Maybe.
Penalties.
If it's against England, I'm watching it. If it's against England.
You can fuck them kids.
Bro, if it's against England, I want to see England lose.
It's not enough for me to succeed. Everyone else has to. Yep.
But let's wrap this up. Even though the World Cup's in the middle of the season.
Let's just go around. Everyone just say the name of who they think's winning it. Mo, go first and we'll go around.
Argentina.
Brazil.
I thought Argentina as well, actually. Argentina. I'm hoping in it.
Argentina.
Brazil.
You know. Yeah.
In an Argentina kid.
Okay. But as I'm saying, it being in the middle of the season, it's probably like the worst thing ever. Like, I was saying to my friend, to spice things up, like the Premier League up, because I feel like Arsenal winning the league, I can't let it happen. I said, hear me out. Let me land. You see, like in the war, when the men went out to war and the ladies had to hold it down, mm-hmm. I feel like the women's football team should take the men's team.
Who's the best women's team? I swear it's still Arsenal.
I think it's still Arsenal. I'm taking
it's
my
a dumb idea.
No, I'm still taking my chances because if I see Arsenal win the league, I don't know what.
They should have the reserves.
Someone's just got to go to the Iranian team or the USA team and just put money on Saka's head. Let's have it right.
And on that note, we out.
All right, anyways. Guys, listen, like, subscribe, share, use the hashtag AOTPod. Love to our guests for joining us today. Everyone say your socials so people know where to find you.
So that's WTF Podcast 90 on Twitter. It's at We Talk Football Podcast on Instagram. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. So check us out.
I thought that was What the Fuck Podcast.
We Talk Football.
Yeah. Go on, Lias.
Just Lias Bouzidi 10, every single platform.
I said that like anyone could spell Bouzidi.
L-Y.
We'll put it on the thing.
L-Y-E-S-B-O-U-Z-I-D-I.
We'll put it on. All right, guys, thank you for watching. Use the hashtag. I was going to say use the hashtag. Use the hashtag what?
They didn't say nothing, bro.
You said that?
They're the same dude, bro. They work
together. They're together, man. No,
look at this guy.
When you come late, see, when you come late, you're not privy to this information.
What happens? I'm trying to help you out.
anyway. Guys, thank you. Use the hashtag, like.
Oh, wait, Moses wants to say something.
Follow me, AOT.
This nigga here all the time.
Yo, you're here. Hey, we out, man.
Anyway, guys, thank you.
We out, man. I need to get the fuck.
Damn. Benzema left France training injured tonight after joining the main group. Benzema left the French.
France are winning it all.
Giroud, run it back.